This is the story of Christmas. The same story of Christmas that's been told for over 2,000 years.
Spoken by the father of our country.
Satire.
He probably isn't going to like Christmas at all.
But he has a red nose.
And a few crazy pills.
Now, we are ready to begin.
I hope you don't
have clothes on.
No, I don't, sir.
And it's just naked everything, you know?
So now, let us hear the beautiful story.
Once upon a time, oh, many, many years ago, there lived a man named
Dr. Guillotine.
He was dead.
I'm not really sure why these words came to me.
But anyway,
this is a story about a
sadistic maniac whose dark secret must be constantly guarded by violence, terror, and
a giant mushroom with eyes.
He was such a nitwit.
Named Joseph
Huntington Waterbury.
And his wife, whose name was Mary.
Braunschweiger.
The clown.
One day, Mary and Joseph decided to take a trip.
On acid.
They had very bright colors and silly outfits
and exaggerated mouths and faces.
A psychedelic LSD trip.
During this special time of year, don't forget everyone loves to take
acid.
Even children.
But as far as I'm concerned,
the truth is,
can't nobody fuck with
Mary and Joseph.
They were constantly experimenting.
Taking drugs and promoting drugs.
Striving for change.
That's why it took Mary and Joseph several days to make their trip. But then finally one night, Mary and Joseph went to the inn to get a room. But there were no rooms.
So they had to sell
the use of one of their homes. Just a few nights later, Mary and Joseph
were horrified to discover
baby Jesus.
Give me that baby! Give me the baby! Give it to me!
If you want the baby,
you must carry it with you anytime you are on the job.
You must also
put your penis in a sandwich bag.
What do you do with your fingers?
Don't stick your fingers in the baby's mouth.
Oh, I won't.
But since they had no place to stay, their little boy was born
deep inside Castle Grayskull.
How did Miss Mary and Mr. Joseph keep the little baby warm then?
Oh, they just bundled him up and
synthetic fireplace logs.
Mary and Joseph
squirted lighter fluid on his sleeves and set them on fire. Therefore, it is imperative that the skull explode during the burning process, and a huge fire resulted.
Jesus.
Roasting on an open fire. Jack Frost
picking
nose. That very first night, a most strange and wonderful thing happened.
What?
Well, sir, at the exact same time, Mary and Joseph were
laughing and dancing around a large bonfire
over their little baby in the manger, while the shepherds were
having sex with
their sheep, they looked up at the sky, and there, right before their very eyes,
was the same recurring nightmare.
Motherfucking Jesus.
All of a sudden, an angel appeared before them and spoke to them. The new baby boy who had come to tell them all how to live in peace with each other. A baby boy named
Johnny Mathis.
Oh, I've heard of him.
And so, Jimmy, the shepherd hurried to the manger in the city of Bethlehem to see the new baby Jesus the angel had told him about.
To find the baby and kill him.
But it seems in that day there lived in the land of Judea
a young lad named Luke Skywalker.
Stop it! Stop it! Stop it! Stop it!
And now we return you to our story.
Then an angel came down and cried,
I helped in the killing of a baby.
The angel told him to be afraid.
Did he hurt Miss Mary and Mr. Joseph and the baby Jesus?
I guess he did, Jimmy, except
that very same angel came and talked to Joseph one night while he was sleeping. The angel told Joseph many things about the little baby Jesus.
Awful things like
he will become the Messiah.
Except he was willing to kill one of his parents.
The angel told him to take Mary and the little baby Jesus and go away to Egypt.
And kill both of them.
But like most of us, he just hoped
that a real asshole
might come and hurt their baby.
What about Idi Amin?
He too had heard about the baby Jesus and was afraid that someday that little baby might grow up and become king instead of him.
What did Mr. Joseph do?
Well, son, that very same night, Joseph took Mary, just like the angel told him to do,
and killed both of them.
What happened to the baby Jesus after that?
The body of Jesus was
mutilated and buried in a
big steaming pile of
garbage and human waste.
Where they belong.
But that little baby who was born in a manger nearly 2,000 years ago
is unnecessary and weird. It's just weird.
And then God said,
fuck it, motherfucker. That shit don't mean fuck to me.
Ginny said,
I had a wet dream last night
about a human sacrifice.
I pray your dreams come true. Good night, son. Merry Christmas.